Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Tuesday, November 9th. First, the weather. It'll be a little hotter today, but still pleasant. Rain chance is 20%. The afternoon high will reach around 80. At night, it'll drop to 68. Let's get things started with COVID. Miami-Dade's mayor says masks will no longer be required in county government buildings. Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says the change is due to progress against the Delta variant. She says another factor for the change was Miami-Dade's 7-day COVID positivity staying near 2%. Masks are still federally mandated on all public transportation and at Miami International Airport and Port Miami. In food news, you don't have to travel anywhere to enjoy the food at the newly revamped Miami Central train station. South Florida's Brightline Express train returned to service this week after the trains stopped in March 2020 because of the pandemic. The newly named Citizens Miami Central is a 16-stall food hall with a variety of dining options. A bar called Mary Mary also serves up cocktails in a sleek setting that looks more like South Beach than a transportation hub. Other choices include Umami Burger and Cindy Lou's Cookies. The food is at 101 Northwest 2nd Avenue on the second floor of the Brightline train station. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In sports, will Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa play in Thursday night's game against the Baltimore Ravens? That's the question of the week. Tua was sidelined Sunday with a finger injury on his left throwing hand. Backup QB Jacoby Brissett got the start and helped lead the Dolphins to a 17-9 victory over the Houston Texans. Tua was out for the fourth time this season, although he was in uniform on the sideline as the backup. After the game, Dolphins coach Brian Flores said Tua couldn't make the needed throws to run the offense and is day-to-day ahead of Thursday night's game at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens. In business news, the largest supermarket company in the United States has moved into Florida. But you won't see a single store. That's because the Cincinnati-based Kroger isn't opening traditional stores across the street from other familiar grocers like Publix and Winn-Dixie. Instead, Kroger is focusing on the growing trend of online grocery shopping. Kroger recently opened a $55 million central fulfillment center based in Groveland, about 30 miles west of Orlando. That hub can service customers in a 90-mile radius. Through its accompanying service locales, the company can also deliver to customers throughout Central Florida, as well as Tampa and Jacksonville. The service is planned for South Florida next year. And finally, in entertainment news, Santa's Enchanted Forest has reopened at its new location at Hialeah Park. The attraction features rides, food vendors, games, a giant Christmas tree, and enough lights to get you in a holiday mood. The theme park lost its original space at Tropical Park before the COVID crisis hit Miami-Dade. In March 2020, the County Parks Department ordered Santa's Enchanted Forest to leave after its lease expired with no option to renew. Hialeah Park came to the rescue. Hours in Hialeah are 5 p.m. to midnight daily through January 2nd. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.